Hey everyone, it's the Business Genie. Welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. Today we're going to be talking about how to follow up with prospects, whether this be your DM, email, phone call, or text message, any form of communication where somebody has inquired about a product or service that you sell. And before we get into the segment, make sure you follow me on social media at BizGenieTay or at Royal Boss Network. So let's talk about it. How do we follow up with prospects? First, do we follow up? Now I've broken this down into two categories. Category one is if we've provided a clear CTA, meaning we've provided a link, we've gave instructions, we've provided a flyer, exact and prompt directions on how they can book this product or service. And the second category is ending the conversation on a let me know basis. So that's possibly, okay, I'll get back to you at the end of this month, or let me get back to you in a couple days, or saying, okay, great, that sounds good. Nothing that's concrete on, yes, I want to book this product or service, or here's exactly how you book this product or service. Now from there, let's go over how many follow-ups. Again, if we've done a clear CTA, a link has been provided, a demo has been provided, the product is right there on the table, we don't follow up, that's a zero. Now again, you can touch base if you'd like, but as my instruction for following up, I would say we're going to leave them in a different category. Now the let me know basis, I would say we'd follow up with them around 2 times. Now some people say 7, I feel like that's excessive. If after the second time this person has read your message or not responded or is still beating around the bush, then allow them to come to you. They know who you are, they know where you are, and within your last conversation, you want to make sure that you provide your CTA. You want to provide a clear way for them to convert over to you so you won't have to necessarily go back and reach out to them again. Now, some of the best follow-up methods are revisiting your previous conversation. So let's say they've emailed you. You can say, hey, I recall in our first conversation, we talked about you getting highlights. Were you still interested in my deal for September or my deal for this last quarter of the year? Revisiting the conversation can make somebody like, oh, I completely forgot that I talked about this. Let's go ahead and let's book this now. The next follow-up method is the same contact method. So if somebody texts you, you don't want to go and DM them on social media like, hey, remember we were talking about XYZ? No, you want to make sure that you're using the same contact method that they used, because that means that that's a contact method that they use frequently in order to contact people, in order for you to continue the conversation or get them to convert over. Next follow-up method would be including your booking updating. So let's just say you do graphic design and you only had 10 spots at the time that they contacted you, and now you only have 3. You can contact them and let them know, hey, remember when we first spoke, I had these many spots left. I'm just wanting to inform you or update you and let you know that I still am able to complete the service that you're looking for, but I only have these many spots available. That can also initiate somebody's fire and they're starting to be like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and get it done. Sometimes people are waiting for just that message or just that call or just that reminder to go ahead and start their product or project, or go ahead and fulfill the duty or the need, or to check that thing off that list. So you can be that person. You can be that reminder. Don't be afraid to follow up with people. Don't be afraid to, hey, just wanted to remind you we were talking about this, or you had inquired, had you gotten it fulfilled? Do you still need me? Or do you have any questions? Feel free to extend a couple more olive branches if that person doesn't respond the first time. Now, life happens. So sometimes we forget. Sometimes we open a message and then, boom, a kid fell off the bed. Now, the whole phone, we forgot about that. We got to go tend to this. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not interested. Now, if you followed up about 2 or 3 times or 1 or 2 times and they're just reading your message or they're giving you the runaround, then you allow them to come to you. That's when you allow them to be like, hey, I was looking for this product or service. Do you still offer it? We're not going to chase anybody. We're not running after anybody. And remember, based on your conversations, you don't just allow them to decide, hey, this person has a good product or service for me. You also decide, hey, is this a customer that I want? Is this somebody that fits my brand's image or fits my target audience? Sometimes people think because they're paying you, they can talk to you however, they can treat you however, they think that you are on their schedule. But this is your business and you control it. So just like you want to make sure that your business can satisfy their needs, you also want to make sure that they're a customer that you want to deal with. Not all money is good money. And I'm quick to refund somebody that's trying to be difficult or wants to feel as though they reign over me or they're in charge of me. I let all my customers and clients know, like, hey, we're a team. We work together. I don't work for you. I work with you. And if that's something that you believe in, make sure that when you're doing these prospect interviews, and that's what I just call interacting with somebody, you're trying to see if they're a good fit for you and if you're a good fit for them. Don't be so quick to go for a sale or go for business just because it's money. Is it worth the troubles and the drama and the headache that could potentially come with it? So that's just my segment on